It's not easy being the younger brother of a famous singer. Just ask Chris Jagger. But it can also help when you're both part of a community taking off, like the Chicago soul scene did in the 1960s. Today, Ed Ward takes a look at the intertwined fates of the Impressions, Jerry Butler, and his brother Billy.
I'm a telling you, oh, I'm a telling you, I'm a telling you, I'm a telling you, I go to work, I try real hard to do my job, but before the day is gone, I find out I've done something wrong. I'm a telling you, oh, I'm a telling you, I'm a telling you, oh, I'm a telling you, days are getting longer and my nights are getting shorter and my way gets darker and my work gets harder now when I get home.
In the beginning, there were the Impressions, five Chicago teenagers who thought they were pretty good, and they were. Their chief songwriter, Curtis Mayfield, also had a beautiful high tenor and played guitar in a hypnotic gospel-influenced style. Their lead singer, Jerry Butler, though, was their secret weapon. Like a few other singers around Chicago, most notably Sam Cooke, he was in the process of inventing soul. For Your Precious Love was a good-sized hit in 1958, but the follow-up, Come Back, My Love, wasn't. The record label dropped the Impressions, but kept Jerry Butler, who was kind enough to hire Curtis Mayfield as his guitarist and songwriting partner, which turned out to be a very good idea. That's Mayfield on harmony, too, on Butler's first solo single, which took him to the top of the charts. But Mayfield and the Impressions got signed by another label and started having hits of their own. And as the 1960s progressed, Butler leaned more towards big productions, which showcased his voice, and the Impressions towards stripped-down numbers where Mayfield could support the vocals with his guitar. And while Butler recorded what is probably the definitive version of Moon River, he was still hyper-aware of keeping things soulful.
I stand accused of loving you too much. I hope, I sure hope it's not a crime, 'cause I'm guilty.
But Butler was recording for VJ Records, and when they went under, he found a couple of young men in Philadelphia who wanted to make records with him. Under Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff, Jerry Butler found songwriting partners and producers who'd make him bigger than ever.
I remember my first love affair. Somehow or another, the whole darn thing went wrong. But my mama had some great advice, so I thought I'd put it in the words of this song. I can still hear her saying, boy,
boy, boy.
Oh, I see you sitting out there all alone, crying your eyes out, 'cause the woman that you love is gone. Oh, there's gonna be a whole lot of trouble in your life.
A whole lot of trouble.
Oh, so listen to me, get up off your knees, 'cause only the strong survive. That's what she said, she said, only the strong survive. Only the strong survive. Yeah, you gotta be strong. You better hold on. Don't go.
Only the strong survive brought Butler's career to a new height in 1969, and the Iceman, as he was known from his cool onstage demeanor, would stay there for a few more years. But who knew that back in Chicago there was another Butler? Well, Curtis Mayfield, for one, and Carl Davis of OK Records, for whom Billy Butler, 6 years younger than brother Jerry, had run sessions, sung backup on them, and contributed songs. Finally, in 1963, Billy and his group, the Four Enchanters, got their break, but their records, although good, went nowhere. It wasn't until 1965 that they hit the charts with a Curtis Mayfield song. The song isn't the most original, and Teacho Wilshire's arrangement is too busy, but you can hear a good voice in there, and it charted. His next and last hit for OK was a lot better.
Girl, what's on your mind? What are you trying to tell me now? Are you feeling sad and blue? Because money's low, and everything seems to go wrong. Well, my shoes.
Right Track was the end of Billy's career with OK, although he continued to record into the 70s. Today, the Butler brothers are still in Chicago. Jerry is a singer and politician, and Billy, after many years of ill health, is reportedly considering a comeback.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin.